Hi, guys. It's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
This is episode 65, Ghost Games. Just a heads up here at the beginning, it's going to be a coronavirus-heavy episode, so if that is something that stresses you out, like it stresses me out, then you do not have to listen. I will not hold it against you. I get it.
Yeah, it's super stressful, but we're going to...
It's the news of the week, basically. The week and a half, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing else we can talk about, really.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, in the middle of a global pandemic, we were just like, yeah, no, let's talk about dick tricks.
Yeah. Didn't somebody score a dick trick recently?
You know what? In the past week and a half, there's been a dick trick and two dick tricks and a five.
Oh my god. Well, we'll maybe talk about those later. I figure we'll get the corona thing out of the way. We'll talk about COVID-19 first because, that's the thing threatening, I don't know, the world.
It's kind of a big deal.
I know. It is, it's been dominating my thoughts. My hands are so dry.
Yeah, you gotta use lotion, dude.
I know. I wish there was, a hand sanitizer-lotion hybrid, and I can't believe Bath & Body Works isn't on top of this.
They will, that's next. It will come out soon.
I hope. Oh my god, so speaking of Bath & Body Works, I saw a meme that was, complete misinformation. It was, the coronavirus laughing at my Bath & Body Works hand sanitizer that's 10% alcohol and 90% glitter. And I was like, actually, it is 68% alcohol and totally safe to use.
Yeah.
So, that's actually more than Purell. Purell's only 63%.
It only has to be 60% to be effective. However, correct. I was told by a nurse once that pretty much after seven times, it pretty much just loses its effectiveness and you need to be washing your hands. So wash your hands mostly, but sanitize if you are not around a sink.
Totally. So anyways, so what does this have to do with hockey? Because I know we reported, I'm a reporter. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago where we were talking about the sticks and stuff like that and how that was a big deal. Well, now that the virus is here, it's in the States. Some teams, pretty much all sports teams, have limited access to the dressing room and the locker rooms. So they are not allowing media in the rooms. They're doing these weird, roped off, basically they're doing it press conference style, they do in the playoffs, the whole time. And I think they're going to limit, I think I read today that they're limiting, media access. In some places, they're only going to let one guy between the benches and, the color commentator, they're only letting one guy between the benches and, some other, in-game interviews are going to be limited as well.
Good. Leave him alone.
Yeah, no shit. But,
how weird. Okay, so, how weird is it going to be? I guess we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the first NHL game played without the public there.
Yep. Which, I actually had tickets to this game. I had tickets to see the Penguins at the Blue Jackets tomorrow. Okay. And I'm just, out $60. But you know what I'm not? I am not a whiny piss baby flipping their shit all over Twitter about it because I understand it's for the, it's a good idea to limit the spread of the virus. So at least I've got that going for me.
Yeah.
Because people are mad. They're mad. Basically what happened in this respect was, if you don't know, at least about the Blue Jackets. So, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, yesterday, which was, Tuesday the 10th?
Yesterday was Tuesday the 10th.
Yeah, he recommended, around 3:45, he recommended that, or 3 o'clock, he recommended that, I know, I'm sorry, this is why we should
keep going!
that all sports games, high school, college, and professional, be played without spectators. And it was a recommendation. It wasn't a directive. And basically, the Cavs and the Blue Jackets were like, fuck you. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. And they're like, we've talked to the league. No, they were like, we've talked to the league. We're going to let it go.
I think he said anything over 1,000 people.
Yeah. And he's like, we're going to, like, and so the the Blue Jackets and the Cavs were both like, we talked to the league, and the league is going to let it go proceed as whatever. And then today, basically, the governor was like, no, I'm going to make this a directive. So he's the one that's kind of shutting down the sports teams because they were just going to let it happen. And, like, all these people are like, well, if you're sick, stay home. And it's like, that's the point. People don't know they're sick. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm not going.
Anyways, so that is the Ohio. Mm-hmm. And then the Bay Area yesterday shut down any gatherings over 1,000 people. The Sharks came out with a statement today, and they said that they have 3 games. I think the Bay Area is through April, and the Sharks have 3 home games and through April, or like until April, and they're going to go on as scheduled, but it's going to be close to the public, so it's going to be players and essential personnel and media. And I'm just like, are the media, are they gonna sit in the press box? They're just gonna be like completely empty down there? Are they gonna get to sit like in the lower bowl? What if the media like sit on the glass?
I feel like they'll probably sit higher up just because they need to see everything.
I know they need to see everything,
that's a risk too, though, because like if one of them catches it, then they're gonna pass it to the whole press box. So, like, are they going to limit the amount of press that can come, too, eventually?
I have a feeling that's probably up to, like, who, because, like, it's probably up to, like, the different publications.
Yeah.
Like, is the Athletic going to start, like, slashing who they send where or whatever?
True. Yeah.
Because there's not, like, some places don't even have like dedicated hockey writers anymore, you know? Like, I don't know. And there's some that like don't travel.
Yeah.
So far the only teams that this has affected are Columbus and San Jose.
And the thing about Ohio is that Ohio didn't have very many confirmed cases. But Mike DeWine declared in a state of emergency when there were 3 confirmed cases. So,
I think state of emergency is not necessary. Like it has to do with allocation of funds.
Yeah,
is mostly what it is. It sounds a lot more worrisome than it is.
Well, it's mostly about allocation of funds. I mean, he's like, I just like that he's being proactive about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that makes me feel more comfortable. Like, our kids, like, the 8th grade kids in the school system I work for, their 8th grade DC trip got canceled because the bus company that they were going with, they canceled. It wasn't really a school decision, but it was, like, the bus company canceled. So, yeah. Like, things are getting canceled left and right. Our kids are in, like, the Sweet 16 for basketball, and OSHA, OSHA yesterday was like, yeah, we're taking the recommendation. Like, kids aren't allowed. Like, we're not going to allow spectators at our high school basketball games. And I think it's the same for hockey, like, the high school hockey games. I think that was supposed to be at the Shot this week
in
Columbus. So, because, like, our kids, if they win tomorrow night, then they go play a Saturday at State. But no one's going to be there because we're being precautious. So.
Yeah, the NCAA.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Harvard completely pulled out of one of their tournaments?
Yeah, Harvard is out and incorporated. There's a hockey league overseas.
Is it the...
Is there a Dutch league?
I don't know if it was the Dutch... Was it the Swiss league?
I don't know if it was the Swiss league. Oh, I don't think it was that big. I think it was a smaller one.
Yeah.
But they canceled everything.
Yeah.
I think the KHL is pushing it back, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what the K is doing. They're doing something. But so anyway, yeah, this is a global thing.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Oh, I was just at a hockey game.
Yeah.
My nose keeps running, and I know that's not one of the symptoms.
But yeah. But anything, like, I've been sick for 2 weeks, and I was like, well, what if I got it?
You did not. You have been sick for so long, and you don't have the right symptoms.
I know.
But, yeah, no, I understand. It's very... Anyway, yeah, so this is weird. This is the new... They're talking about... The NBA is talking about pushing out their schedule. The NHL, I think I saw Elliot or someone say that there has been talk about possibly doing this. Maybe it was Bob. Which, like, oh, God. It would just fuck everything up. Can you imagine? It would just be... Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a global pandemic, so it's not
Oh, my God. They canceled hometown hockey festival stops.
Yeah.
For Rogers. I didn't notice that. I just saw this.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
I went to look at Elliot's timeline to see what was going on. Oh, the Maple Leafs grounded their scouts, so their scouts aren't going out.
I saw that.
It was the Czech Hockey League.
I feel like more people should be grounding their scouts right now.
Yeah, pretty much everybody probably.
Yeah.
Because it's too much of a risk. Because as soon as one person in the hockey world gets it, like in the NHL, if anybody tangentially related, the entire league is at risk.
Yeah, and if a player, I saw somebody point this out, like if a player is suspected of getting it, what, like, who do you quarantine? How many, like, opponents, how far back and the opponents do you quarantine? Yeah. And that's, like, entire teams. And that's, like,
something they shouldn't want to run a risk getting because, like...
They need their lungs.
Yeah, it's like a respiratory thing. Like, they can't... If they can't breathe, how are they going to play?
Yeah, like, it's hard. It's like bronchitis pneumonia.
Yeah. Which I finally saw, like, a really helpful thread about what to do if you get it.
Yeah, I did.
Because everything's just about, like trying to prevent yourself from getting it, but what happens if you get it? And, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, basically stock up like you're going to have bronchitis or pneumonia. So...
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. But... I don't know. I can't decide... No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it's not just hockey either, because, like...
No, it's a...
Plenty of other things are getting canceled. The World Championship figure skating that was supposed to be in Montreal got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
The Women's World Cup got canceled. And it was canceled, like, almost last week. Like, right after last week.
The Women's World Cup got canceled. They are now talking about what if they have to cancel Men's Worlds, the IIHF, which that is where they get most of their money is Worlds, and Worlds aren't until May, but like
they're not refunding the Women's World Cup things either. At least that's what I last saw, is they weren't refunding those tickets.
And then there's also the talk about, like, if Worlds does go on, are NHL players even going to want to go?
Yeah. Oh, the other thing is if we don't get it under control, the Olympics are going to be canceled.
Yeah.
And the only person that suffers from that is the town it's supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Because the IOC is going to get their money.
True.
Because they're evil.
I know.
I hate that so much. I love the Olympics, but I know that they're evil. But I love them.
I know.
I've been conflicted about a lot of things lately.
Aren't we all?
True.
We're all conflicted about a lot of things. I have so many plans for the summer, and I just need to make it through April.
I know. Well, yeah, I know, but, like, that's the thing. Like, we have tickets to the Penguins' last home game, and are we going to get to go?
As of right now, yeah.
Well, I mean, will the league even be playing?
Exactly. No one knows. I don't know. No one knows.
We'll find out.
We don't know. We'll find out.
Play about you. Yeah.
So that's...
Stay safe. Wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. You can sing the chorus to Mr. Brightside. It's 24 seconds.
You can sing part of On My Own from Les Mis, which is what I like to do. You can sing the intro to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade. So,
I did not have an emo phase.
Oh my god. Don't remind me.
I have absolutely no MCR feelings. I'm the only person.
Oh my god, I'm supposed to go see MCR. But it's not till September, so.
It should be fine. I'm the only person on my entire timeline who did not care.
I'm not sure if we can continue this. I have to go.
It's so weird for me. Like,
yes.
Everybody my age had, like, a really strong, like, they have, like, an MCR thing or, like, a panic thing or both. And I don't.
I feel like I get it.
I just missed it.
Well, I feel like you were going through a really hard time when they were very popular, and I feel like you probably gravitated towards really happy stuff then. Do you know what I mean?
But isn't MCR from like 2003 or something? Like, what did it?
No,
what
were they doing? It was like 06.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah. I didn't do anything popular. I had the first Panic album and the first Fall Out Boy album.
Those were earlier.
Yeah, it was like 2005.
Yeah.
But then Hurricane Katrina happened. And
I was delicately trying to say. No, shit! Oh. I just dropped my salad on the floor.
That's good for you while we're recording, you asshole.
It had chicken in it, too.
Anyway, yeah, then Hurricane Katrina happened, and I did not actually have any like pop culture stuff. I didn't really get any pop culture stuff for a while. I was really into Firefly.
That is the most you thing I've ever heard. I never got into that show. I think I watched, like, part of the beginning, and I didn't really... It didn't jive with me, which is weird, because you'd think it's, like, something I would really like.
I know, it is. It does seem like something you would really like. The only reason I got into it was because the girls on the Gilmore Girls message board that I frequented during the, like, month that I lived with my dad and I didn't have school or anything... they were really excited about the movie Serenity, which came out that month. And, I found a place to watch all of Firefly, and I watched all of Firefly, and then I went and I think I made my dad take me to go see the movie. That's how I got into it, because the girls... Oh my god, my girl's message board that I frequented.
Honestly, That is one of my favorite things about the internet. I love seeing people excited about stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. I used to follow this girl on Tumblr, and she was, like, really into the one episode of Star Trek. And it was, like, one with, like, a Romulan, like, commander, and that Spock had, like, weird hand sex with. And, like, this person on Tumblr was absolutely fucking obsessed with this woman. And so, like, it just made me so happy because they were so excited about it. I love the internet. It's crazy good.
It's
anyway,
great.
we've strayed so far from the topics. Anyways, Pittsburgh Penguins are at it again. Did you know?
The Pittsburgh Penguins are at it again. What are we talking about? Are we talking about being ridiculous?
Losing?
No. Are we talking about being ridiculous assholes who end a losing streak by scoring 7 goddamn goals in a game? Their 7th 7-goal game of the season? Are we talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins then turning around and losing to Metro teams because they were like, you know what? It's too much responsibility. Maybe making it to first in the Metro. I can't. It's too much responsibility.
Actually,
I can't do it.
It's about how good they are at landing college forwards.
That's true.
College players, because they're really good at that.
They are really good at that.
Specifically in Briggs and Emery, Zach Aston Reese, I think.
Connor Sherry.
But it sounds like the other day, they picked up this kid from Dartmouth named Drew O'Connor. And he's undrafted. He's number 4 on the on TSN's list of undrafted free agents from TSN.
Yeah.
He was up there, and they're really good at that stuff. It looks like, according to Frank Saravalli, they were talking about burning his first year of ELC.
Yeah.
But it looks like he's just going to sign a deal and then kick in next season and then report to Wilkes on an ATO. So.
All right.
Yeah. So that's cool. Proud of them for doing that. That's really kind of how they've extended the Crosby Malkin window, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
they're really good at signing.
Love to give away that first pick. Did they finally pick in the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they?
What?
Oh. Ligari?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They picked in the first round this year.
That was, like, the first time since 2014. And yeah. So the key to being really good is being able to get these kids from, like, colleges. I kind of really wish they could have picked up Will Butcher. He plays for the Devils.
Yeah.
I really would have liked Will Butcher. However, it's fine. So I don't know anything about Drew O'Connor other than that we got him. The other Pittsburgh Penguins thing, besides me not seeing them tomorrow.
No one is seeing them tomorrow.
Evgeny Malkin is the new number 3 all-time leader in penalty minutes in Pittsburgh Penguins history. So he got a minor on
Tuesday?
Tuesday? On the 8th. Is that Tuesday? No, that wasn't Tuesday.
On Sunday.
Sunday. His penalty on Sunday brought him to 960 penalty minutes, which is surpasses Rob Buskus. So the next one is 982, which he can totally get by the end of this year. it was Troy Loney or Lonnie at 982, and then the next is Kevin Stevens at 1048.
Oh, he got this.
Oh, he's got it. Like, could you imagine? He's gonna be like fourth time scorer, four time all scorer, and then first in penalty minutes.
Okay, but I think he's also somebody. Is he third in games played? I don't know. Tanger is getting up there in terms of games played, too. All the new babies, all the new kids that we have gotten since the trade deadline, they've all scored at this point.
Rodriguez scored. He is fourth? Wait. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, that's scoring.
This year, the Penguins have 30 different goal scorers. They lead the league with unique goal scorers.
That's pretty cool.
Which makes sense because everybody has been sick and up. Chad Ruedel scored.
Oh! If he does make over 1048 penalty minutes, he'll be the third time leading scorer, because Jagr had 1079 points with the Penguins and Gino has 1075.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Gino's about to overtake Jagr in points, like Penguins points, because Jagr obviously has more points than that, but still.
Right, because Jagr played for 20 years.
Oh my god, Phil Kessel is 24th on this list.
Jesus!
Chris Letang is 9.
It's not some good year, so full.
Chris Kunitz is 14 on this list.
Chris Kunitz is 14 in real life, too. I think we're down to two. Speaking of Phil Kessel and games played, we're down to two Iron Men because Brandon Tanev was sick. And so now I think it's just Marcus Patterson and maybe Teddy Bluger have played every game for the Penguins this year. Julie found stats. She's got the greatest look on her face. What?
Clocking in at 338 on this list with 14... points, Tanner Pearson. Also, with 44 games played, is what it says. I think that's what it is. Hold on. It's, yeah, 44 games played. Wait a second. At 66 games played, at 336 on the list, Derek Pouliot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
He only played 66 games?
Yeah. He only scored 14 points in 66 games.
Yeah, well, he was up and down a lot.
I just found a great new best name in hockey, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for later. I'm going to screenshot that. Joseph Blandisi, 464 on the list. 27 games, 5 points.
Oh, rip.
Eric Tangrady, fuck off.
What are you... Why are you doing this?
I don't know, because we were talking about it, and I wanted to know. I want to know, like, games played. Or not... Was it games played? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, he's third on the list of games played.
Nice.
Oh my god. Sid's at 984. Mario's at 915. And Malkin's at 907. And Letang's 808. Jagr's 806.
Yeah, okay.
Ew! Number 8 on this list is Brooks Orpik.
Bruce Orpik was here for a long time.
Let's move on. I don't Basically, the whole point of me reading any of these is that Gino is a big boy who is naughty.
Gino's the bully. Oh, God. Oh, a love of Gunny Malkin.
Is that true?
Yes.
I also love him.
I don't have a Gino jersey.
Looks like
it's not buying any jerseys this year. What?
It's time to buy one.
I'm not buying any jerseys.
That's dumb.
I made it. I'm almost a year without buying a jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Silly. Anyway.
Anyway.
What else do we have to talk about?
We have some stuff to talk about. Roberto Luongo. He is the first person in Florida Panthers history to have his number retired. They retired his number one earlier this week, last week, at some point.
That feels good. That feels right.
It does feel right. I understand that he played for the Canucks as well, but I mostly knew him as a Panther, and I think him being the first Panther to have his number retired is also good. That's a good. So he came out and dropped the puck and all that. So that's nice. I didn't actually watch anything bad. I saw some pictures. He looks good.
Yeah.
So Roberto Luongo, he's a really good. It's a pretty good Twitter follow. I'm pretty sure he tweeted something the night that David Ayers.
He has more wins in Toronto than I do.
There it is.
I love Roberto Luongo. Isn't it wild how quick they retired that number, though? He just stopped playing.
Yeah, it's been... Yeah, this is his first year not playing.
Speaking of retired numbers, did we have a discussion on this podcast about Jágr and how his number should be retired in Pittsburgh?
I don't know, because I know...
I know we talked about it in the group chat.
Personally have talked about it. Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
Okay, well, I just want to reiterate, it should be retired league-wide. like 99.
The Panthers.
No retired. One should wear 68. No one at all. I don't care about 66, but 68, nobody at all. He's a freaking legend, dude.
Even though there's more 68s in the league.
I know.
And, like, people made Buffalo, such a big deal.
Mike Hoffman is the worst. I cannot believe him.
And people made such a big deal.
There's the Carlson about... in San Jose. Also yeah. 68. I'm sure there's another one, but probably. They're all dead to me. I don't care. Dead to me. But what I was going to say was, there was an article recently about Jágr and retiring his number in Pittsburgh. And he said, maybe after I stop playing. And he doesn't want to stop till he's 50. He's playing in the Czech League on the team that he owns in Kladno. He does everything, by the way. He does everything for that team, which I feel like we have talked about.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's your update on Jaromír Jágr and how he should have his number retired league-wide. I mean, in Pittsburgh. I mean, league-wide.
I can't believe that they never retired Gordie Howe's number league-wide.
But he wore 9. Like, how many people would... I mean, how many teams already have 9 retired?
So many people wore 9 because of Gordie. And, like, Gretzky wore 99 because of Gordie.
Dude... Gretzky loves Gordie. He thinks Gordie was a better player than him, which, respectfully, Wayne, please. Wayne, sir.
I mean...
Mr. Gretzky. Like,
what teams do have 9 retired, except for the Red Wings? The Red Wings haven't retired for Gordie Howe. Because, like, I know there's a 9 on the penguins. There's 9 on the sabers.
Where's 9? Oh, on the penguins? Yeah, is it Rodriguez?
Yeah, because you were like, I feel like it's disrespectful to Pascal Dupuis, and I was like, no, it's fine. The only time it was disrespectful was when,
Do you like the list? Because I have it.
Was the only thing that I considered disrespectful was when Derek Brassard took, Bo Bennett's number 19, and then he came in and was a giant bust, and good riddance. But Jared McCann is number 19 now, so that's fine. Yeah. The list of nines in the league?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Hold on. I screwed up. The Toronto Maple Leafs?
I mean, I don't think they're... Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers?
Uh-huh.
The Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah.
The Ottawa Senators?
Yeah.
The New York Rangers? Montreal? Boston? Colorado? Jersey? Dallas? Arizona? St. Louis? Washington, Calgary.
They haven't retired?
Yes, all those teams. So basically, they should just retire league-wide.
Yeah, why don't they retire league-wide?
I don't know. And the Red Wings aren't even on that list. So this may be an incomplete list.
Yeah.
So, because that doesn't seem right.
Why do the Stars have it retired? For Modano? See, it should be retired for Gordie Howe. This is what I'm saying.
You're right. But,
Speaking of old guys, Henri Richard died this week.
Oh.
He played for the Montreal Canadiens. He won the cup 11 times. He's the only person to win the cup that many times. And he did it all with one team.
I'm sorry. My parents are screaming in the background.
I can hear them.
Oh, God. You know what? What else we got to talk about? We got to end this.
No, we do not got to end this. We got stuff to talk about. Is Henri Richard Rocket Richard or not?
No.
Is that somebody else?
Okay. Rocket is Maurice.
Okay, that's what I thought, but it wasn't 100%, so I wanted to make sure. But Henri Richard died this week. Everybody did a minute of silence, I think, across the league. I saw this on the Chicago Blackhawks Twitter, and I thought it was actually very sweet. One of their longtime season ticket holders, who was, like, long time... who was pretty famous for getting on the Kiss Cam with his wife.
Yeah.
He died at 93 in January.
Wow.
And they did a video tribute for him at a game and had his wife and some of his family members there. And it was really, really sweet. Like this really, really old couple, and they showed all of these videos of this guy on this cam with his wife. It was very, very sweet. And they did a video tribute at the game, and they also put it on Twitter, which I thought was pretty cute.
That is pretty cute.
Yeah. So that happened.
Yeah.
Other stuff happened. There was some
stuff. Some stats.
It's the point of the season where it's starting to be kind of a vlog, and I don't 100% know that these are the only ones that happened, but the only first goal that I have is Morgan Geeky of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Don't remind me.
Who made his NHL debut against the Pittsburgh Penguins, scored two goals and had an assist, and
for a game was the leader in points per game for a little while. With three. But I think he's also scored his third goal now. So that was that was the only first goal that I had this week. We had 5 hat tricks.
Jesus.
Hold on. All right, this is what I'm saying. Okay, so the first one was Draisaitl and the Oilers got a dick trick. 4 goals.
Yeah.
Brian Rust on the Penguins got an actual. It's the Penguins' actual first hat trick this season. And that was in the 7-goal game. No, was it? Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, Mika Zibanejad of the Rangers, who was now in the good conversation, scored 5 goals against the Capitals, who won an OT game winner.
Oh my god, yeah, it was
game
winner. Oh my god. He
scored 5 of the Rangers' 6 goals. What do you even call that? The NHL, the
it's
NHL
a dick trick
Twitter.
XL. Like, duh.
It's like, it's not a 5 goals, 5 ways, so you can't call it a Mario. The NHL Twitter was like, oh, he had the first 5-goal game of the season. And it's like, no shit. People don't score 5 goals on a regular basis. Like,
speaking of people who've scored 5 goals, what the fuck happened to Patrick Laine? Is he alive?
I think he was injured for a little while, actually.
Okay, because, like, I literally haven't heard a peep out of that weirdo.
I have heard a little bit about him, because I think the Hawks played the Jets recently, but I think he's been out is the problem. Let's see. This isn't gonna be helpful. It's not gonna have any information. Oh, he's third on the team in goals.
Okay.
But he has played. He played 67 games this season, so maybe he hasn't been injured. I don't know. He's been quiet.
He's been quiet.
Dick Trick XL.
I'm just saying.
And then Dustin Brown had a hat trick for the Kings.
Sorry. What?
Dustin Brown for the Kings had a hat trick.
Again. Was their captain? Was he their captain?
Yes.
And then they stripped it from him and gave it to
Kopitar.
Yeah, he's
an A right now. Because,
like, he has a really bad contract. And, like, for the longest time, they
thought
he was going to get traded.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he scored it against the Minnesota Wild. And then Nicholas Delorier's of your Anaheim Ducks.
Fuck you.
He...
Not with David Backus on that team.
He scored a hat trick last night. He had the fastest hat trick to start a game in Ducks history. It was a natural hat trick against the Senators.
You know what? What just made me incredibly sad? I would have seen Devin Shore tomorrow. And my father, Patrick Marleau.
I know, but you've seen, actually, I feel like you've seen your father, Patrick Marleau, since you've seen Devin Shore, because he's been languishing in Ducks land.
I saw Patrick Marleau, like, last year on the Leafs.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to see him as a Penguin.
No, I know, I understand. Aw, Shorzy. Oh, I'm sad now.
I love 7-4 Devin Shore.
7-4 Devin Shore. What a nerd.
I hope he likes Columbus. Columbus is a cool city, all things considered.
Oh, speaking of Columbus.
Yeah.
I read Elliot's 31 Thoughts today, and Zach Werenski just hit 20 goals in 60 games. Mm-hmm. It's the eighth fastest defenseman to score 20 goals since 1996.
You know what I love every single day about Zach Werenski? What? That he, a U of M alum, has to live in Columbus. I don't know if you know. I know you live in Michigan now, but I don't know if you know about the OSU-Michigan rivalry.
Well, yeah, because where I am is just the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry. Mm-hmm. Is the big one.
Okay, but, like, the Michigan-Ohio State one is murder. Like, there.
I know. I've heard. You've told me. I'm friends with you.
I know. But my friend and her husband are diametrically opposed regarding this issue. They have Christmas toppers for their Christmas tree that are respectively Michigan and Ohio State themed. And whoever wins the Michigan-Ohio State game, that's the one that goes on the tree. And I think since they've been married, it's never been the Michigan one. But it's, like, a thing. It's huge. So, Zach Werenski, coming from that rivalry, now lives in Columbus.
Also, Zach Werenski's best friend plays for their childhood team.
Correct. But also, like, he doesn't live in fucking Columbus, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do you know that city bleeds scarlet and gray? Ew, by the way. I'm an Ohio Bobcat, so I hate them anyways. So,
okay.
Me and he are, you know, aligned in that. But anyways, I just love that about for him. I love that for him.
Anyway, he's doing really well this year, apparently.
Good for him.
One time when I saw the Blue Jackets play at the Red Wings, I saw his entire family.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cute.
That is pretty cute. He's not too far from home either. Like, uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, uh-oh. Our call ended. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and end this one here because I lost her, whether it was my internet or hers. So, if you want... Oh, wait, you know what? Let me give you the best name in hockey. She's not going to hear it, but I'll let you know. This week's best name in hockey is from that college list of, like, undrafted free agents, and it's a kid coming out of Arizona State. His name is Brinson Pasichuk, and he is from Bonnyville, Alberta, Canada. He's a defenseman. Like I said, he's playing at Arizona State University. He's been their captain for the last 2 years, I think, and he was an A before that. So he's been there since 2016. He's probably getting ready to graduate. He's played, let me see. He played for the, Bonnyville Pontiacs in the AJHL. But yeah, so his name's Brinson Pasichuk, and he's the best name in hockey this week. So if you want, actually, I would love for you to, send us a tweet on the twitter.com or at stick to tape. You can Instagram us. We're also a stick to tape. You can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com and leave us a rating, a review. Tell us how much you wish we would edit. I'm probably not going to learn, but maybe I will. And I think that's it. We might not have an update next week. I'm taking an ill-advised trip to Disney. So, yeah, stick to tape.